So our after break topic is a fun one, I think. It's about the good and the bad and the ugly that we get from artificial intelligence in the classroom. And here to present is Wesley Newt Jr. from Eichelbaum Wardell, Hanson Powell, and Munoz, and he's in their Plano office. Wesley is a graduate of Duke University and the University of Texas at Austin School of Law, Hookham. And I'm going to try to say that every time I can. And just as a fun anecdote, if y'all haven't gotten the chance to try ChatGPT for yourself, just do yourself a favor and do it. I got real upset because a really mean opposing counsel who's not in this room was mean to one of my associates around Christmas. So I wrote him a response in the tone of Dr. Seuss and How the Grinch Stole Christmas to respond to his really nasty email. That ChatGPT did a wonderful job for me to where I could claim plausible deniability. I didn't write it. All right, so, but without further ado, here's Wesley to talk to us about artificial intelligence.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am happy to be here to talk about this topic. Obviously, we are still in the nascent stages of artificial intelligence and its grip on humanity. And so we're going to paint in broad strokes at this point. We're collectively learning this topic. And so I want to make sure that we are all keeping an open mind about what's going on in our districts that we represent and how this topic impacts folks. So if anybody has any questions or discussion points at the end, I think that we can probably learn this together in a really solid way. So again, my name is Wesley. I appreciate the introduction, and I've served as a outside counsel. I've been in-house, and seeing the inside and the outside of some of these issues as they come up more and more. It is going to be, necessary for us to really get, a streamlined, comprehensive approach to how we deal with generative AI. So let's just start by defining it. I'm sure that a lot of us already have an idea of what AI is and also perhaps have used some of the platforms that are available, especially those that are free. But generative AI typically refers to a large language model. And that would be an example, would be ChatGPT. So this is trained on huge swaths of information from across the internet and other sources that are fed into it. And it allows the AI tool to predict and produce responses to queries from users. And so one of the next iterations of it is the ability to produce images and videos. And so we also have in here, the ability to have high-quality artistic media for visual arts. But key to this is going to be how some of those videos and images have inherent dangers when it comes to students and employees who use them for nefarious purposes. And that's going to be part of the bad and part of the ugly as well. So just a quick overview of that. Typically, when we see artificial intelligence, we want to see it as the next wave, and it's obviously amazing to have this access to universal human knowledge. It's an incredible learning experience from a conversational standpoint. It's personalized. So you also have substantive drafting capabilities. You have the ability to have increased effectiveness and efficiency, and it really empowers our educators and our students to go beyond. Now, when we get to the bad, we're going to talk about some data collection and student privacy concerns. We're going to talk about misinformation and bias, because ultimately, if a artificial intelligence tool is learning from us, then our biases are naturally going to be a component of that model. We're also going to talk about the concern for decreased critical thinking skills and also creativity and over-reliance on technology. And then when we get into the ugly, we're going to talk about how these tools are unfortunately at times used as an instrument for harassment of educators and students. We're going to talk about deep fakes. They can be difficult to trace and remedy, and we'll get into definitions of those if you're unaware. And we'll talk about how audio and video creation is pretty easy and cheap. And so this is going to continue to proliferate unless we develop a model to mitigate some of those risks. So just to give an example An example of a typical situation, if you haven't used AI before, like a chatbot, so like ChatGPT, you're going to put in a prompt. And for this one, if you can see it, I just decided to provide a short summary of the War of 1812, just because it came to mind. It's something that maybe a student would learn and put into ChatGPT in order to help them in school. And it spits out a response pretty quickly. It summarizes it very well. Did I check it for accuracy? No, but I imagine it's pretty close. And so you just see the power of the tool to be able to do that very quickly, obviously different from a Google search. This is, you know, personalized, and it produces a draft for you.